It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Monica Lambert with the Genesis Pregnancy Resource Center. And you know what? They are a 501(c). And what that really means is any donation that you give them is completely and 100% tax-free. But by filing for that status, they do not receive local, state, federal, any kind of funding whatsoever. They rely on us to help them through their funding. And they have a fundraiser that's coming up. This is, I think, the second or third year that you guys have done the baby bottles. Yes. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about other ways that you can help out the Genesis Center here. Monica, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's that time of year for our annual baby bottle fundraiser for the Genesis Pregnancy Center. You may know us as Castle Country Pregnancy Resource Center. We did a name change. Our baby bottle campaign is running from now till February 15th. And you will see our large baby bottles throughout Price and Huntington and Helper. They're at various businesses, and we also have them at churches. The end of last year was extremely hard for us. During the year last year, we lost half of our donors. And because of that, in December, we had to make the very difficult decision to let our director go. She was our only paid employee. The rest of us are volunteers. And we also had to reduce our hours from Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 4. So, you know, like Dave said, we depend solely on your donations. And we would like to expand our hours again, and we really need to hire our director back.
And that was the one thing. Nikki's been in here a few times, and she is a great hand and a great advocate, I believe you call the people that work there, for information and to help out and do anything. And we just need to find a way to get people involved and to have people figure out, okay, this is a really good service that is offered here in the community, and we need to find a way to keep the doors open, basically, is what it's boiling down to at this point, right?
It is. We have a lot of services that we provide the community. We do pregnancy tests, and we also do prenatal classes. I mean, young women, I know when I was pregnant, I didn't know what was going on with the baby or my body. So we take you through that. We take you through labor delivery. We also take you through parenting classes. We also have, we would like to restart our birth academy classes and our pregnancy loss classes. But because we don't have a director, she was the one that did those classes, would like to start those back up. We also have fatherhood classes, and we've had several fathers that go through the fatherhood class. And after their babies are born, they come in, and it's just they're excited about how much it helps them. So these are services that we offer this great community that we have.
And I think the one thing that we need, you know, yes, you said you have the prenatals and you have the maternity classes and the fatherhood classes and everything. And everyone really benefits from these classes. They do. And, you know, I would love to have a fatherhood class when I was, you know, having kids 20 some years ago. But I guess it was just on the job training now, but then. But it's great to know what to expect and to other things like that, because yes, you know what? All the attention should be on the mom. It definitely should be. But dads need to know what their role is, too. And that's really what the fatherhood classes were about, right?
The fatherhood classes, that's exactly what they're about. And they are taught in a way, it's guy speak, as we like to say, to where they understand it. And they know it teaches you how to be supportive of her during pregnancy, how to be supportive of labor and delivery, how to be supportive once that baby comes home. And it also helps them to understand that, you know, when you're pregnant, your mind is not always there. We have pregnancy brain. And it's kind of hard for the guys to understand, you know, she's not always thinking this way and what's going on.
Right. And there are all these things that happen that, you know, if a guy knows what's going on, they're like, okay, that's fine. I read about this. I remember this.
Right.
So
I'm prepared.
That's right. The other thing that you guys have there that's really great is you have an Earn As You Learn program, and you have, you know, different things that are, you know, you said diapers and those kinds of things. But right now you're really looking for maternity clothes. That's an issue you're having right now.
We're having an issue with maternity clothes. Our main issue is donations and having monthly donors so that we can keep our doors open, we can expand our hours back to what they were, and we can hire our director back.
So if you have maternity clothes, you're more than welcome to take them down there, drop them off, give them the address so they know where they're going.
836 East 100 North, and that's here in Price.
So you can drop off your maternity clothes and baby clothes, things like that. They'll take them all. They're available. And then the cool thing, like I said, you go to the classes and you earn bucks to spend in the store, right?
Yes, you do. And, you know, you get not only the baby clothes. We have beautiful baby blankets that ladies in the community have crocheted and made. We also help you with car seats and cribs and all those different things. This helps us make a difference in someone's life. So you're making a difference in someone's life. We're helping these young ladies and men to become better parents, to be involved in their children, to know what's going on. And we have parenting classes up through age 5.
Okay, so you've got all those. But seriously, if you're out there and you're thinking, you know what, I would love to help out, what can I do to help out? What do they need to do to get a hold of you? Is it just stop in? Is it give you a call? What's the best way to get a hold of you and say, you know what, I want to help out and I want to donate $10, $20, $50 a month?
We would love for you to stop by and see our facility. And you could also give us a call at 435-637-LOVE. That's 435-637-5683. Or you can also donate on gpc.org/support. Those are the main ways to get in touch with us. We would love to have 100 people just donate $50 a month to help us to continue the service for the community.
All right. So once again, that is out there. Be looking for the baby bottles at stores and at churches, all those kinds of things. But if you're interested and you want to be a part of it, give them a call down there. Stop by, see what they're doing, because it is a tremendous service that they are offering here in our area, just trying to help out. Because being when you first get that, you know what, you're pregnant, it's a scary time for a lot of people. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what's going to happen. So that's where you guys come in and just kind of walk them through, hold their hands and say, okay, it's going to be okay. And we're going to tell you how we're going to do this, okay? That's really what it's all about down there.
That is what it's all about. We're here to help our young men and women and just hold their hand through the process. Because a lot of times when you get pregnant, you have your mommies, aunties, grannies, girlfriends. And
everybody has an opinion.
Has an opinion and has a story, whether good or bad. And we like to take it and educate it from just a distant standpoint.
All right. Once again, Monica Lambert with the Genesis Pregnancy Center. Give them a call. Please donate and help them out so they can keep this service going. Monica, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.